You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
It's kind of an interesting month for not only the Dodgers, but really the whole NL West. The standings look a little interesting, a little more than I think that we thought it would, but let's get into that. I'm Allison Footer, and I'm here with Ken Gernick, covers the Dodgers. Ken, a very average month for just about everybody in that division, including the Dodgers, and you have an interesting piece just on their upcoming schedule. Do you feel like they're going to be tested a little bit to see just what kind of team they have? Because they have a lot of non-divisional games coming up. So what might that be able to tell us?
Well, I think it'll tell us a lot about their division because, as you said, the division was hard to pick one over the other. They all wound up under 500 for the month, and nobody stood out. I just went into a horrible offensive slump on their homestand. And almost got swept, lost six in a row. So they're now going to be playing out of the division and going to be playing quite a few playoff teams between now and, say, the first week of June. So we'll have a much better idea how they stack up against the rest of the league.
I guess they have to feel, I mean, in this kind of situation, like you said, with the offense, I mean, all the notes that I've made, it all has to do with offensive issues, and I guess that's when they have to feel like these things are temporary. It's very hard to, especially this Dodgers lineup, while it's not perfect by any stretch, but it's deep and they've got some good hitters. They have to probably feel pretty good that this isn't going to be like a long lasting kind of thing.
Well, I mean, you never know. They've had a lot of injuries, and that's part of it. You know, they haven't had Ethier, they haven't had Van Slyke. Crawford came back and hasn't been hitting. Turner's coming off knee surgery, and he's not hitting. Adrian Gonzalez went into a slump at home. They've got a lot of problems offensively. And, you know, in truth, when they came into the season, while they have, you know, some talent, they need more things to go right than wrong, like most teams. They're not overloaded with talent that they can overcome a lot of problems, particularly the injuries. But you add a slump onto the injuries, and you got a six-game losing streak. So, you know, they're going to have to do a better job driving in runs, leaving too many runners on base, and they've got too many guys slumping. So, you know, they've been fortunate that they're in a division with a lot of teams that have a lot of similar problems. So nobody's been able to put any distance between first and second place.
Yeah, I think the most glaring slump is probably Yasiel Puig. I remember talking to you in the first couple of weeks of the season about how it looked like he was, you know, off to a really good start. He was hitting 400 in the first 2 weeks. It seemed like maybe Dave Roberts was a positive influence on him. And then since April 15th, so it's not even like it's a short amount of time. I mean, it's a little bit over 2 weeks. He's got a 137, 154, 235 slash line. So I know he got a day off this week, and then the Dodgers have this odd schedule of like two off days in 1 week. So I guess that was kind of just a ploy to maybe clear his head a little bit. Do you see him losing playing time moving forward?
Well, he can still help you defensively, and I don't think that they expect you know, him to hit 200 all year. But, you know, he has shown over the years that he can be pitched to, you know, and he does chase bad pitches. And until he gets the discipline, when pitchers make the adjustments, he needs to be able to adjust back. And he's streaky, as a lot of hitters are. And he was in a good streak early on. But once they found some holes and began to exploit, he's not able to make the adjustments. And he hasn't in past years either. So you know, he's kind of a boom or bust type player. But like I said, he can help you defensively. He, you know, his arm has to be reckoned with. So he can cut down the opponent's running game. He still can do some things to help you. And so as far as getting benched, I think it would have to get worse for that to happen. And really, they don't have great alternatives. So their bench, especially in the outfield with Ethier and Van Slyke on the DL, there just aren't that many good options. So I would imagine he's going to stay in the starting lineup unless this continues.
I want to ask you about the eighth inning, just some bullpen chatter. So have they figured that out? Is it down between Pedro Baez and Joe Blanton? Are those the two guys that they're sort of maybe looking at to fill that role?
They have no idea. You know, they haven't had an eighth inning pitcher since Brian Wilson a few years ago. And so it's kind of a roulette wheel here. They've tried Hatcher for the second year, and it hasn't worked out. And they're going to try either Blanton or Baez, and they'll see, you know, but it's just a guessing game now. They really didn't fix the bullpen problems of last year. The only change they made was bringing in Blanton and letting Nicasio go. And so far, after 1 month, it hasn't shown that that they've figured this thing out yet. And they've got one of the best closers in the game, and unfortunately, they have trouble getting the ball to him with a lead. And it is one more problem that they've got. You know, like I said, there is no perfect team in the division, but the Dodgers definitely have their flaws.
Yeah, and this schedule going from Tampa Bay to Toronto, I had a chuckle at your you wrote a little bit about that. That's a very kind of strange thing. But, hey, you know, we can't complain about the schedule. Okay, so in another weekend, maybe we'll be talking about happier times for the Dodgers. Thank you so much.
Well, at least Kershaw will pitch between now and then, and that's always a good thing for the Dodgers.
Yeah, exactly. I'll make some notes on him and Kente Maeda, who I know how to say his name. So that's all good. We'll talk about them next week.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.